Chad Gimble, football coach for Blooming Prairie. Certainly a change in the weather here as we chat midweek. Does this how does this affect practice plans as you guys get ready for the state tournament?
Well, we've been working on that all day, and we're actually going to head out and go to a turf field and practice in Triton today and probably tomorrow as well. So kind of threw a wrench in things, but we got a new plan.
So some midweek practice on a turf field, and of course it's a turf field that you'll be playing at in Janesville. How do you like that aspect of things, that you do get to play on a turf field with a game coming up here in the state quarterfinals?
Well, and obviously it really, you know, kind of makes sure everything's level as far as the playing field and stuff. And it'd be hard to play on a grass field with these conditions. And kids would be slipping around and wouldn't have traction. So I think it gives everybody the best product and gives everybody a chance to play on an equal playing field, like I said before, and don't let weather conditions dictate the outcome.
And Springfield is the opponent. What do we know about these guys?
Very good team and very good defensively. They're big up front. They got I don't know how a Class A team has this many. It just seems like it should be illegal to have this many 293-pound kids, but I think they got like six or seven of them on their team, on their roster. Their backs are big and physical. Very good quarterback that can throw the ball a long ways, and very capable receivers. So it's going to be a test for our team for sure. But our kids have been playing really physical on the defensive side of the ball, and we need to continue to do that. And on offense, we need to get our push. You know, we need to get our double teams and get those guys moving on the line and be able to open up holes just like we did last Saturday.
Has Springfield scored a lot, moved the ball a lot? And if so, how does the Blooming defense keep them in contain?
They're very capable. They're very balanced offensively. With the pass and the run, they can do both effectively. They'll do both. They hit a lot of big pass plays. They like to throw the ball deep over the top. Of course, if you get off too far, they'll throw the short passes as well. And then offensively, they're a spread team, so they try to get you spread out, and then they try to hit it up inside. But they got two different backs. One's more of a physical runner inside, and the other one likes to hit it to the outside and has a good speed and is able to break tackles as well.
To get that push offensively for Blooming Prairie against the big guys, you feel your guys can get enough?
Oh, yeah. We've watched enough film and stuff to see what they do, and we feel if we can get our double teams, and we do a lot of double teaming with our line, with the zone system, and with our gap scheme, that if we can get those big guys moving, they just become another blocker for us. We've seen teams be able to move their guys, so hopefully our guys can rise up to a challenge. And like I said, they just seem to play block with it like they did against Goodhue, and they did a great job opening up holes, and our running backs did a good job of finding the holes and hitting it for the yards that were there.
And then finally, Chad, as far as the attitude for BP, it's a very experienced team. A lot of these guys went to the state semifinals last season. What's the attitude like, and kind of, taking it business as usual? How is that going over?
You said it exactly. Our kids are very business as usual. And if you came in our school and you came to our practice, you won't see a difference this year, which is different than last year. But being that our kids have been through that, they've been on a mission all year to get back where they were and finish off what they didn't get accomplished last year. You know, our kids, you just can't tell. It's just like a regular season game, which is, as coaches, is reassuring that this game isn't going to be too big for them.
All right, still excited about it, but it's the attitude is a big part of it as well. Chad, I appreciate the time. Good luck in the ballgame.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it, Ryan.